Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It had to be the worst thunderstorm Seattle's ever seen. I was scooting home from work when the rain started dumping so hard I literally couldn't see the road. The streets were getting totally flooded with water rushing past my tires, and there was lightning flashes everywhere in every 5 seconds. My apartment was only about a 15-minute drive away, and I was so desperate to get there that I didn't pull over until I literally couldn't see more than 10 feet in front of me.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started looking around for shelter, and my eyes caught the glowing domino sign. I drove into the parking lot. Pulling over, I hopped off my scooter and ran for the door. By the time I reached it, I was totally soaked. I anyway pushed it open and stepped in, expecting other people who'd sought shelter or were simply there to hang. But the place was totally empty, without even a worker behind the counter. The lights kept flickering on and off, buzzing away. Plus, there was this overwhelming metallic smell, like iron, that made my stomach clench.
Hello?
My voice echoed in the empty space, mingled with the sound of rain pounding against the windows and thunder. I waited for someone to appear before I called out again. After 5 minutes of no answer, I was seriously about to turn around, head back out into the rain, and find another spot, when my ears caught a faint sound of footsteps coming from the kitchen. A minute later, this chubby guy with blonde hair and a bushy beard emerged through the swinging door. He looked to be in his mid-40s and was wearing a Domino's uniform, but it looked too tight for him. The shirt was wrinkled and stained. His hands were shaking, and his eyes were darting around, looking at everything and nothing all at once. He eyed me toe and back and flashed a polite smile. Can I help you?
Can I get a small pepperoni pizza and wait till the storm's over?
I was trying to act normal and ignore the feeling in my gut that something fishy was going down there. He nodded, jotting something down on his pad, but when he turned around, I couldn't help but notice the dark, wet, fresh-looking stains all over his sleeves and arms. As he started walking away, that metallic smell got way stronger. My pulse quickened as I watched him disappear into the kitchen. Sounds of metal scraping and water running filled the air. But I honestly couldn't move. I forced myself to take a step closer to the counter, leaned in, and tried to sneak a peek through the kitchen window to figure out what that smell was and what those gross stains were from. What caught my eye nearly knocked my breath away. On the prep table were butchered remains of a human. I could tell immediately because it was unmistakably a severed hand with fingers still intact. Strips of flesh were laid out on cutting boards. Blood was pooling across the steel surface and running into the drains. The smell hit me full force. I gagged and stumbled back, covering my mouth with my palms. I was really trying to be quiet, but wasn't enough, because the man turned and grinned, holding eye contact. He held out the cutter, covered in flesh and fresh blood, and didn't say anything. My heart started hammering in my chest. I slowly started backing away.
I had to improvise. Orders can't stop, he said, like it made any sense at all.
My mind was racing. I needed to get out, but I couldn't show panic or let him know I understood what I was seeing. I forced a shaky smile.
I just remembered. I forgot my wallet on my scooter. I'll be right back.
I started backing toward the door slowly. He watched me, but he didn't move. He kept holding the bloody cutter out.
Oh, you sure?
His head tilted slightly, like he was analyzing me and trying to decide whether I was worth the trouble or not.
Yeah, just one second.
I nodded frantically and kept backing up. My hand reached behind me and found the door handle. He hesitated for a second before I yanked the door open and sprinted into the rain. He was chasing me with footsteps pounding. I got to my scooter and fumbled with my keys. My hands were shaking. He grabbed my arm and the blade grazed my skin. I screamed and pulled away. I slipped on the rainwater and fell, but scrambled right back up, got on my scooter, and turned the key. The engine sputtered.
Come on.
I mumbled, tapping my foot impatiently. He was reaching for me with the cutter raised. The engine roared. I twisted the throttle and shot forward. He stumbled back. I looked in the mirror. He was standing in the doorway, watching me disappear into the storm. I drove straight to the police station and ran inside, soaking wet, with blood running down my arm and shaking. They wrapped me in a blanket, sat me down, and asked what happened. I tried to explain, but the words wouldn't come out right. I kept seeing that hand and those strips of flesh and the blood. Hours later, I was still there and wrapped in a blanket, shaking. They'd sent officers to check. I kept repeating the same thing with my voice breaking.
They were serving people as pizza.
The officers came back, looking annoyed. They said they had looked around the whole premises and found it bolted. The store was closed hours ago due to the storm. They found a slight amount of blood on the floor, likely from the cook who cut himself while cooking. And the kitchen was messy, but the meat they found on the prep table was all pork. They sent me home, thinking the storm had knocked my senses, but I knew what I encountered and escaped. I stopped eating pizza after that night. I can't even look at a Domino's without feeling sick and smelling that metallic smell. His face still lingers in my vision, and when I close my eyes, I still hear his voice asking me to place my order. I was 31 and had almost 10 years of experience delivering stuff. Domino's Pizza was part of that. I'll admit it, it ain't the best job out there, but it helped me keep staying in Sacramento instead of moving to my countryside house, where I'd be stuck cleaning horse manure for pocket change and wondering how to keep the lights on. It was just a regular Thursday evening, and the weather was getting a little rough outside. I was so ready to clock out, head home, and grab a beer, when a last-minute order suddenly popped up on the screen. They wanted a simple cheese pizza, Coke, and some fries, and lived about a 10-minute drive away. I thought about just ignoring it and going home, but then I remembered the tip, so I ended up grabbing the order and getting in my car. Outside, it had just started drizzling.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I turned on some music and kept driving till the GPS announced my arrival. It was a standard two-story house in the suburbs. The lights were on and there was a car in the driveway. I grabbed the pizza, walked up to the front door, rang the doorbell, and waited, tapping my foot and whistling some random Britney Spears. After about 5 long minutes later, a woman in her 20s with red hair answered. She checked me out through the screen door, blinking like she was totally confused and freaked out all at once. "Domino's," I said, holding up the box.
"You got the wrong address."
"I'm sorry?"
"Wrong address. I didn't order anything."
I frowned and checked the receipt. "Well, this is the address on the order. Are you sure nobody else here ordered it?" I said, pointing at the address.
"I'm the only one here, and I didn't order anything."
I was starting to get annoyed. This happens sometimes with people who claim they didn't order, trying to scam a free pizza. They think it's hilarious to waste a delivery guy's time. Was she one of those jerks? "Look, ma'am, someone at this address placed an order."
"I told you I didn't order this."
Her voice was defensive. "Well, either you're lying or someone else here did it."
"There's nobody else here."
but her eyes flickered for a second, like she wasn't sure. I turned to leave and had almost walked out when she whispered,
"Wait."
I stopped. She was in the doorway with arms wrapped around herself.
I felt for days like I'm not alone here, like someone's watching me. I hear footsteps upstairs, but when I go up, there's nobody.
She looked at me with desperate eyes.
"Can you check? Please? Just look upstairs."
Every alarm went off. This felt like a setup in one of those documentaries. "Ma'am, if you think someone's in your house, call 911, not a pizza guy."
"Please, I just need someone to look."
"Well, then call the police. I'm not going in there," I said, turned around, got into my car, and started the engine. But I still had this super eerie feeling. Did she seriously need help? Was I being a total selfish jerk? I glanced in my rearview mirror and caught a faint shadow. I immediately snapped my head back, and sure enough, a figure was standing absolutely still in the upstairs window, peering at the street. My stomach dropped, and my palms turned sweaty. She said she was alone, but someone was upstairs and watching us. I grabbed my phone and called 911. "Hey, my name's Simon, a Domino's delivery driver. Look, this woman says she's alone, but someone's in the upstairs window. I think someone broke in." I gave them the address. The operator said officers were on their way. The woman was still in the doorway. I wanted to warn her, but the figure was still there. I didn't want her to panic and end up hurt. So I stayed in my car with the engine running and waiting. Sirens came minutes later. Two patrol cars pulled over. Officers got out, and I explained what I'd seen. They approached the house and went inside. After 20 minutes, they came back out. One officer walked to my car.
"You can go. We've got it from here."
"Is she okay?" He didn't answer right away.
"We'll be in touch if we need a statement."
I nodded and drove home, but I kept tossing in my bed the whole night. I couldn't stop thinking about that figure and the young woman. The next morning, two officers showed up at my apartment and asked me to come down to the station and answer some questions. I went and sat in a small room. They asked me to describe everything I saw and everything the woman said. I told them. When I finished, I asked the question that had been eating at me all night. "Is the woman okay? Is she safe?" One officer looked at the other and then back at me.
"She's not the homeowner, Mr. Simon."
My blood went cold.
What?
"The real owner was found mutilated upstairs in the bedroom, dead for at least 3 days based on decomposition."
I couldn't breathe or process what he was saying.
"The woman you delivered to had been living in the house since she killed him. We're still piecing together how she got in and why she stayed. But the strangest part is..."
He pulled out an evidence bag with a phone inside.
"The victim's phone placed the pizza order, not hers."
"That's impossible."
"She swears she never touched his phone, but the order was placed at 11:03 p.m. from his phone, from upstairs."
I felt sick. The officer told me the woman kept saying the same thing over and over, claiming that the dead man would not stay dead. She said it was why she called for help and why she asked me to check upstairs, because she could hear him moving around up there. The officers thought the woman had lost her mind and that the crime of heat often led to such delusions. They wouldn't understand what she meant when she said, "I do."
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything, but today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Domino's was the absolute last place I ever imagined I'd be working.
I was supposed to be the next big shot lawyer in my family, which is stacked with them. But I bailed on law school. Annoyed, my parents completely cut me off, so I had to grab whatever job I could. Working those night hours sucked, but the pay was good enough to keep me afloat and still have time for my art projects. It was a scorching Saturday night in the middle of a Texas summer. The digital clock on the wall had just ticked past midnight. I was cleaning the counter, ready to lock up and head home, when this woman walked in. She looked to be in her late 20s and was covered up head to toe in a shawl, like a bedsheet draped over her whole body. There were fresh bruises around her eyes and cheeks. Her eyes were restless and darting around. She looked terrified, but also determined, like she was forcing herself to be there. She walked up to the counter and ordered a small plain pizza and a Coke. Her voice was shaky. I rang her up. She paid in cash and sat down at one of the tables, hunched over, clutching her stomach like she was in pain. At first, I figured she was homeless and starving. I felt bad for her and started making her pizza. I kept glancing at her while I was working. She was sitting completely still, holding her stomach. The shawl was draped over her entire body. You couldn't see anything underneath. When I finished cooking the pizza, I put it in a box with the Coke and walked over to her table. "Here you go." I smiled, setting it down in front of her, when my eyes caught a movement under the shawl at her midsection where her hands were. She noticed me staring and stiffened. Our eyes met. She went pale as a ghost and started shivering. Without saying a word, she grabbed her order and rushed out the door. I stood there for a minute, trying to process what I'd seen. I was sure I had seen the movement at the midsection. Could she be hiding anything? I should have stayed in the store and minded my own business, but I couldn't. Curiosity and unease pulled at me, and I ended up locking the door behind me as I followed her. Outside, the streets were dimly lit and almost empty. I made sure to keep myself in the shadows. She was walking quickly, while eating the pizza with one hand and gripping her stomach with the other. Every few steps, that shawl would shift, like whatever was underneath was moving and trying to get free. I followed her for several minutes, staying back and keeping a distance. She was huffing and wiping sweat. Guilt started creeping in. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe she was a homeless pregnant lady trying to survive this brutal world. That'd explain why she looked so scared and hurt. I almost turned back and went home, but stopped and decided to check on her. Even though I didn't have much, if I could, I'd help her.
"Hey, wait!"
I called out to her. She stopped, turned around, and looked at me. For a second, neither of us moved. But the moment I took a step forward, she panicked, dropped the pizza, and sprinted down the street.
"Hey, wait! I just want to help! Stop!"
I chased after her, but she kept running faster, her shawl flapping behind her. She rounded a corner, and I followed. I kept screaming at her to stop, assuring her that I didn't want to hurt her, but she kept pulling away. Suddenly, she tripped and went down hard on the sidewalk. As she did, a kid's terrified scream echoed down the street. I stopped dead in my tracks. The woman was on the ground. Her shawl had come undone, but I hardly paid any attention to her. My eyes were glued to the little legs wiggling out from where she'd been clutching her stomach. A young boy, maybe 5 or 6, tumbled onto the pavement, crying. The woman got to her feet fast. She looked at me, then the kid, before she took off, leaving him sobbing, alone and terrified. I hurried over to the boy and knelt. He was crying, shaking hard.
Hey, it's okay. You're safe now.
I scooped him up in my arms, pulled out my phone, and called 911. I told them what happened and where we were, and that I had a child who'd been taken. They arrived within minutes, with paramedics and police. They took the boy and checked him over. He wasn't hurt, but he was extremely scared and confused. They asked me questions. I told them all I could about her. The police said the boy had been reported missing from a playground 3 hours earlier. His parents were frantic. The woman had taken him and hidden him under the shawl and walked right through the streets with him pressed against her body. Nobody had noticed or seen, except me. But even I almost didn't follow her and let her walk away. Months later, I saw her face on a TV channel. Her name was Gracie Gusto, and she had been arrested as part of a child trafficking ring. She'd been taking kids from the streets to transport them. The shawl was her method. Nobody questioned a weak-looking woman wrapped up and limping by. She'd done it multiple times before. That boy, I found, wasn't the first, but he was the last, because I didn't ignore what I saw.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The fact still makes my stomach churn. What if I had ignored her? What would have happened to that kid? What have they done to all those kids they took? I wonder how many times I've walked past a child on the verge of ruining without noticing or doing anything at all.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.